That's not news.
It is indeed, or at least time for not news. Shane Anderson joins us each time this week, around about this time each week is what I'm trying to say here. We take a look at the rubbish news that fills up the cycle and pay a bit more attention to the one story that really no one was actually looking at. Shane Anderson, how are you?
Good, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's been a big week. What are we kicking off with?
Look, it has been. And if the past week or the past 2 weeks have proven anything, it's that Australia loves a vote.
Oh, we do. We love to
we
vote.
Really love getting into this vote action. So naturally, to fill the hole that the plebiscite has left, we have this week the Guardian Bird of the Year vote.
I have mixed feelings about this. Very mixed feelings.
In what way, Nick?
Well, in no way should we be paying as much attention to this goddamn vote as we are. Like, it has eaten my social media feeds. It has eaten my news cycle. On the other hand, if the bin chicken doesn't win, I will riot in the streets.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone clearly has a favourite bird that they're willing to go into bat for, to the point where there could be war.
I will go to war.
Things are getting heated. It's a vote, online vote for the best bird of the year, Australian bird of the year.
Yeah.
And that seems really innocuous, but somehow it's not. It's really gotten everyone's blood boiling.
I think the Guardian knew what they were doing. You don't have a short list of 50 birds is not a short list for a start. And more importantly, then offer a write-in vote.
Yeah, it's very complicated. And look, I do actually agree with you. I think the bin chicken should win.
100%.
It's so maligned. I think it deserves.
Beautiful bird.
It deserves a shot at some sort of recognition for all its hard work cleaning up our rubbish.
Well, hang on. It wouldn't be in our bins if we hadn't destroyed its wetlands. This is the bird that Australia deserves, even if it's the one we don't want.
Perfect. Exactly. Yeah, we've been horrible to the bin chook. Even now that we've taken its habitat, it deserves the vote. But at the same time, I'm probably not going to take to the streets to defend a bird poll.
Okay, that does sound reasonable when you put it that way. Fine. I think my big takeaway from it is how much Australia hates the gannet. That poor thing's got like 3 votes. We hate a gannet.
I mean, there's so much more than 50 birds as well. Like, there's a lot going on in this Guardian Bird of the Year vote. Guardian, good job, I guess, riling up a nation.
Yeah, well done, Guardian. Thanks very much for that.
Yeah, and look, speaking of votes, everybody does seem to be in a celebratory mood since the yes vote. But there's one person who's not celebrating.
Oh, dear.
And that's because, I don't know if you know this, Nick, but every 3 months in Queensland, somebody is eaten by a crocodile.
I have heard this.
And we should stop everything until this is sorted. Now, this is a weird one because as I'm saying it, I'm thinking, yeah, people probably shouldn't be eaten by crocodiles. But at the same time, Bob Catter's reaction to the yes vote, which was a 20-second grab of him running the gamut of human emotion in such a short amount of time, is something that is both not news, but let's quickly talk about.
I think we have to because, I mean, what I loved about that particular clip is if it hadn't been replayed on the Insiders, I don't think anyone would have noticed it. I think it just would have gone unremarked. But the Insiders played it again, Twitter picked it up, and I can't stop watching it.
It's something mesmerising about Bob Catter being overwhelmed with emotion about the yes vote. So the gist of it is he starts off kind of happy and gushing that you know, the yes vote, love is love, people can do whatever
it's
they want.
Wonderful.
And then his face, like a theater mask, shuts down and he says he's not celebrating because there's a crisis in Queensland regarding crocodile attacks on humans.
I have never seen a human switch tack like that in my entire life.
It's bizarre. These are our elected officials.
I know. Bob Catter's bizarre the best of times. This is like Bob Catter on Bob Catter with a side of Bob Catter.
It sounds very John Malkovich. Like everything is Bob Catter. And look, finally, what else don't I care about this week?
That is not the point of this segment.
It's become that. It's become that. My filter bubble, because of doing Not News for a year, and I feel like you would probably have this as well, Nick, my filter bubble just sends me the dregs automatically. So the first thing I see in the morning is what I should not be seeing. And this week it was the headlines that Frances Abbott, daughter of Tony Abbott, is engaged after dating someone for 2 weeks. Now, I don't know which side of this coverage I hate more. The side that is lambasting Tony Abbott for being anti-marriage equality but thrilled about his daughter marrying someone so soon because, quite frankly, everyone can just butt out of someone's private relationship. Or the side that actually seems to be a little bit emotional that she's like all grown up. Apparently, amnesiac to the fact that a couple of years ago, a teenage girl was nearly jailed because she revealed that Frances had a secret scholarship her dad bought to an elite college. I don't know what's happening here.
I'm not sure I do either, but my favourite takeaway was, you know, all the big kind of think pieces about whether 2 weeks was too soon. But at no point did anyone suggest we spend $122 million polling the entire nation to find out whether she should be able to marry the guy.
Exactly. It's so frustrating. This is going to be fodder for Women's Day for like the next 2 years. Who cares? Who cares?
Actually, that is one of the best questions you have ever asked. Who indeed cares? In the bin.
In the bin, and
what should we have been paying attention to?
Look, a report came out this week about wage theft. Now, it was a report from UNSW and UTS, and it came out showing that a third of all backpackers are paid $12 an hour or less, and the average pay for fruit picking jobs is about $5 an hour. So it's kind of a vague definition of backpackers. It also covers a lot of international students who are working and mostly in places like cafes, restaurants, takeaways, and then farm and agricultural jobs where across the board, people from overseas are getting completely ripped off. Now, this is, in some ways, it's a form of modern slavery because these people don't feel like they have any rights. In extreme cases, some people have their passports taken from them. And the thing that annoys me most about this news is that we all know this is happening. Like, nothing in this report
is
particularly shocking. It's something that we just all know. Oh, yeah, like, people working in, like, the really cheap restaurants we like to get our, like, curries from are being ripped off. And it's, we know in Sydney there's a list of restaurants where people are underpaying their workers and we still go to them.
Yeah.
Doesn't change that.
No.
We know backpackers get ripped off in fruit picking jobs in the country and have no rights. We know this.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
we do.
This report came out proving what we already know and it's barely made a ripple.
It has. And there's been some amazing coverage about it, but in very niche areas. And you're right. It is just one of those great, oh, we knew that. But we should be paying more attention to the fact that it's almost how an industry operates. It's not it's not the surprise outlier, it's the default. And that should shock us.
Yeah, it is how some of the places we like to eat in Sydney give us like really cheap meals really fast because their business is running on the fact that they make profit off ripping people off and giving people unfair working conditions. We know this. Like, let's stop going to these places. Let's stop supporting this and let's speak out against people getting ripped off in agricultural jobs.
This makes a lot of sense and certainly more important than Frances Abbott, Birdwatch and
Bobcatter.
Shannon, and thank you for mucking around in the filth of the news media one more week. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Look forward to doing this again next week.